For 33 years, I had a hole in my heart and I did not know it. There was the actual hole in my heart, an undiagnosed birth defect, with which I lived. And then there was the hole in my heart that I tried to dam up with other people's needs and then filled with resentment. The resentment spilled out as anger, as a need for control, as an obsession with perfection, as an obsession with cleanliness and disinfecting doorknobs and wearing latex examination gloves while typing, as compulsion, as picking the cuticles on my nails and my feet and collecting empty milk bottles and hiding them in all the cabinets of my kitchen and under the bathroom sinks until my husband found them months later, and as he threw them away, I wept for the lost bottles. Even though my sadness was not about the lost bottles, but about something unfulfilled that I had yet to identify or acknowledge. There was the hole in my heart that made it hard for me to breathe. There was the hole in my heart that made it impossible for me to be whole. And then I had a stroke. On December 31, 2006, the sky was blue. There was snow on the ground, and I was in the parking lot of a hardware store with my husband. I was 33 years old. We were doing the exact same thing we'd done the previous New Year's, spending the holidays in Tahoe, going to Ernie's coffee shop for a late breakfast of eggs and toast, playing board games, and drinking hot chocolate in the evenings. Everything appeared normal. But unbeknownst to me, my life was on a knife's edge. My body, mind, and relationships would undergo immense changes beginning that day. That new year to come. That lifetime ago. I had woken up with a headache. I complained of great pain. I curled up in bed and squeezed my eyes tight, wishing myself back to sleep. The thought of food made me nauseous. Right then, a clot had made its way through my body into my heart. If there had not been a hole in my heart, all my blood and the clot with it would have traveled into my lungs. There, my blood would have filled with oxygen. There, the clot would have been filtered out. A non-incident. But because there was a hole in my heart, the clot skipped my lungs and went straight up to my brain, traveling until it could not travel any further. There it stuck. There it obstructed my brain from receiving oxygen. There it killed a part of my brain. We thought it was another one of my migraines. Maybe I should drive a nail into my palm, I thought. Maybe then I would be distracted from the unrelenting stabbing pain in my head. Maybe I just needed some fresh air. Maybe Adam and I could run an errand and drive with the windows down, the frosty pine-scented wind crashing into our faces. The thought of freezing cold air lured me outside. I wanted to submerge my head in a snowdrift, to encase my head in ice. That drive was a waterfall of sensation during which I lost my grip on meaning. I heard things but could not take in the sounds and imbue them with any significance. Somewhere between noise and meaning, vision and meaning, touch and meaning, communication broke down. Numbers became squiggles, colors lost their names, and music had no melody. There was a cascade of sensory input. Triangles and sky and gravel sound and music on the radio and the feeling of rough cloth near my hands. I could not make sense of any of it. I did not know that the small triangles were trees, the larger ones mountains. The sounds were tires crunching snow and snow patrol playing on the radio. The jacket was Gore-Tex. My wrists were the things attached to the things called my hands. They were colors and shapes and sound and touch and sensation, and my brain was no longer sorting these things out. But when we parked and I stepped out and saw the red snowblowers in the parking lot rotated 90 degrees and doubled, I finally had a complete thought. I was able to comprehend what I was seeing before me. Red snowblowers. But sideways. Strange. In fact, my whole world had rotated 90 degrees. The sky was to my left, the ground to my right. I was out of sync. I turned my head in hopes that I could right the world. This is not normal. This is beautiful.